Amber thinks she looks like a granny today. You don't? Just look like a hobo.
Oh, thank you. You're a real charmer, you are.
Nice jumper. Doesn't go with the skirt. I am a little bit excited. I don't know why. Like when I celebrated my 30th, I just hated it. Couldn't stand it.
What's this one? 35?
35. So I'll have 5 years to go until I go to Las Vegas for my 40th birthday.
Not long.
Which is already in the planning stages of going. We already know when we're going. We're going on the 25th. Then celebrating Becky's birthday out there, my best mate's birthday on the 29th, and my birthday on the 2nd of July.
Nice.
So it's three birthdays in one, in the place of randomness and happiness. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the weekend because I was going to talk to you about it yesterday, but you weren't here because you were having a line. Why were you having a line? Were you a little bit hungover then, Amber?
Wasn't actually. No, I could have been, but I restrained.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what happened? You just went and talked to celebrity people.
I did. I had a very cool day. It was very exciting. I met all sorts of famous people.
EastEnders
folk. I met Billy Mitchell, Minty, but he's now Fred on Call the Midwife.
He looks like a really nice fella, to be
really
fair.
He was really nice. He was sat with me at lunch. I was sat there, and there was only two spaces left on our table, and I sat down and I said, the celebrities are going to sit next to me, to everyone. And they all looked at me, and then he sat down next to me, and I was just staring at everyone wide-eyed, like, oh, my God.
Do they like, sit down and go, hello, I'm Fred?
No, he just sat down, and he was like, hello, and I was like, hi. And then for about a few minutes, I didn't say anything else. And I just sat there staring into space like, oh, God, I don't want to sound lame. And then I just asked him how he was and whether he was having fun. And then I started talking. And then he moved away because I was talking too much in the end. He asked the guy next to him to swap.
Did you make any new celebrity friends?
I think I've made lots of friends, yeah.
Really? Anybody you're in contact with forever?
No, I don't think so.
I thought that fella off Doctors you were tweeting yesterday.
Oh, yeah, no, I had a nice Twitter conversation with him and Chris Tarrant's son. I felt very, very cool.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Will that keep going? Will anybody be keeping in touch with anybody?
No, I don't think so.
It's all finished now.
Yeah.
It was a relationship that lasted for a day and they're, all gone.
Maybe they'll remember me next year.
Probably not. No. They'll see many more people. But, no, very enjoyable. Well done to everybody, all the organisers of the Lord Taverners Cricket Do. And the whole weekend, actually, because it is a whole weekend that goes on. And hopefully next year I will be there. I'm coming next year.
You missed a good one.
Well, I had a family barbecue, so I had to go to that. I would have been rude not to. I went the year before, and I just came back, and I didn't feel very well.
No.
Especially the next day. Didn't feel well at all. It was a bit hideous.
What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word?
I still blame Alex Ward and Steve LaCroix from Sarnia Estate Agents for that. That I didn't feel very well. I think, well, just something I ate.
Yeah, sure. It was the food.
Late night food. Something just didn't agree with me. Might be a carrot or something.
Mm. Those alcoholic carrots, they're a nightmare.
No, not that I do. Don't touch a drop of it. Right, what's the word this morning? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Experts are predicting that we'll all have what by 2025? Why are you laughing?
I don't know, because I'm thinking lots of funny things.
Say one of them, go.
No.
The clean one. Experts are predicting that we'll all have what by 2025? I will be 46.
Laser beam eyes.
Wow.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
What would you do with laser beam eyes?
Get rid of you.
Oh.
Not really.
A bit like Superman. Superman had laser beam eyes.
X-ray eyes.
That'd be cool.
Oh, no, actually, no, I don't want that.
Especially not first thing in the morning. Don't look at me like that. Experts are predicting that we'll all have what by 2025?